Is my dad paying you to keep me?
Erin's sharp question drew Wag's attention to where she stood behind him with her bagged purchases.
What? No. There'd never been any discussion of money. Loyalty wasn't something a leader had to pay for.
Grabbing half the bags to lighten her load, he herded her out the door and toward the grocery store on the opposite end of the strip mall. As they moved along the covered walkway, Ike suffered the sudden certainty that they were being watched.
Who?
He searched the broad parking lot for the culprit.
His nape prickled. Where?
Seizing Erin's elbow, he drew her between himself and the building and lengthened his stride. Dropping her purchases into a grocery cart, he pushed it briskly through the automatic doors. To his exasperation, Erin slowed to a stop just inside the breezeway. Ike stopped and backed up.
What are you doing?
He demanded when she closed her eyes. She hushed him.
Visualizing what we need.
He cast an uneasy glance out the windows, but still saw no reason for his wariness. She started forward as suddenly as she had stopped, and he chased after her, fighting to keep his gaze from sliding downward. Stanley's daughter had the sweetest heart-shaped ass imaginable.
Fucking karma, he thought.
For the next half hour, Erin browsed while Ike's blood pressure steadily increased. She compared brands. She read the sides of boxes and the backs of cans. Meanwhile, he listened to the ticking of his watch, the voices in the store, footsteps. When she dropped one box of breadcrumbs in the cart and put the other back, he just had to ask,
"Why that one?"
She glanced at him sidelong.
"Less preservatives. I have to be careful what I eat."
"Watching your weight?"
She arched a delicate eyebrow.
"Cancer runs in my family."
He felt like he'd been slapped awake. This wasn't the first time his assumptions had been off the mark. Like assuming she'd been addicted to those pills. If she steered clear of preservatives, she probably avoided drugs. Duh. Remembering his harshness with her, he cringed inwardly.